week ago, our announcement was 3.8 million layers. I believe we're north of 15 million layers right now. So every day it can change. That 15 million layers would be about one-fourth of Iowa's layers. We're the biggest state by far. Certainly that 15 million layers is going to be bigger than many other states in the country in the number of layers impacted. You know, total layers in the United States, that's probably 5 or 6% of the total layers in the United States. There are some other layers impacted in some other states as well. Once you start getting those kinds of numbers, you can start to have an impact. Of course, we've lost some markets overseas as well, so that probably keeps some of the product home that used to go overseas. So that would be somewhat of a counterbalance. But I can't imagine over time we won't see some impact. It's not today, because those eggs from yesterday or those eggs from last week are still often in the grocery store. Those egg products are still there. And the same could be said at turkeys. Turkeys, we're seeing a large number of turkeys across the Midwest, increasing numbers here in Iowa, a lot in Minnesota. Some of those turkeys are half-grown turkeys. So those wouldn't be going to the market for another 6 weeks or so, but it will decrease supply. So you have to say there's going to be some pressure on some markets not being able to get what they used to get. So we could see some upward push on prices at counterbalance with some of those export markets. And then how long does this last? We all hope but today is the end of it. If it is, then the impact is going to be minimal. If there's some reason that it goes on more days and we have more numbers, then the impact is going to be greater.